Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, friends, I got much to show and much to share with you today concerning what's taking place in your country. And this is what I want to share with you is the fact that, friends, today we're being told that Colin Powell by Joe Biden was a great man, one of the most honorable men that we may all know. And I'm just here to tell you first and foremost, friends, that is the furthest thing from the truth, of course. And for anybody paying attention that's pulling the curtain back on what's going on in this country, will understand it all the more. Yesterday I shared with you as to the blood that was on this man's hand. Again, the blood that's on this man's hands is incredible. And a couple days ago, he stood before his judge, Hebrews 9:27. You know where it says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment? Well, he had to answer for the unconstitutional wars that he actually helped propagate and push forward. And a lot of boys in America died because of the propaganda that he was, in fact, pushing. So what I want to do is I want to go over here. I want you to see exactly what I'm talking about again, so you can know firsthand for yourself that he was not what the mainstream media means to push up in any sense of the word. He was a criminal, a political criminal, and he is now exactly where he belongs for his crimes against God and mankind. And I want you to check this out. Listen to Colin Powell pushing for the unconstitutional war after September 11th concerning an innocent nation called Iraq. You ready for this? Let's go. Okay. And right now, again, folks, I have no idea why I'm not getting any volume, but for the sake of just kind of holding to it, I'm just going to push again forward, and we're going to get this thing going one way or another. But for the life of me, I don't understand why we are not getting any sound on it right now. But again, folks, this is the trials and errors that you go through concerning live radio when you're on the road, and here we are again, and we are trying to figure out why we are getting no sound, and I will push this one again forward, and if we can't get it, we'll get it during the break, and it looks like that's exactly what I'm going to have to do. Again, forgive me, friends. I apologize for what is taking place even now. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, if you want to go online and check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, no sound. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that if you go over on the right side, you will see their social media platforms. That one's cranked. Neither one of them are producing sound. Speaking to the tech guy here, friends, again, forgive me. So what did you do? Okay, gotcha. So, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Again, forgive me for that. Also, friends, go to the right side of the page. There we are. Subscribe to the page. Go to the top page of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com And when you do that, friends, you will see SOL Radio Live. If you're on Facebook, social media platforms right now, please go over there and go to SOL Radio and subscribe to our Rumble channel. We'll use social media against itself, friends. That's exactly what we should be doing. You want to talk about divide and conquer? Let's divide and conquer the enemy, friends. Read Luke 10:9 when you get a moment. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, again, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me get over to what I tried to get over to you just a couple minutes ago. We got that fixed up. I want you to check out Colin Powell, and I want you to look at him, friends, prepping the war, unconstitutional. This is right after September 11th. When General Wesley Clark told us they didn't know who to attack. Also keep up in mind, friends, and before your eyes, Donald Rumsfeld, who is also in the place where Colin Powell is now, you know, those that continue on their sin, 1 John 3:4, transgressing God's law, they will die in their sins, and they are in hell where they belong. Donald Rumsfeld is one of those, along with the CIA, the American version of Gestapo, said President Truman, that had they not had natural resources or oil, our military would not be there, all the while knowing, friends, exactly what their end aim was, what their objective was. Keep in mind, at the end of this war that they, in fact, created, I'm going to play for you in just a couple of moments, George W. Bush telling you there was no WMDs, but this was their propaganda campaign to get our boys over there and to basically put a military presence in place so we could steal away their oil so the vice president of the United States, Dick Cheney, could make $34.5 billion. Are you guys ready for this? Let's go. This is Colin Powell. The mainstream media is trying to put him up as an honorable man. Remember what Scripture says, that which is held in high esteem among men is an abomination in the sight of God, and so it is. Check this out.
Gravity of this moment is matched by the gravity of the threat that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction pose to the world. Let me now turn to those deadly weapons programs and describe why they are real and present dangers to the region and to the world. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented. Less than a teaspoon of dry anthrax, a little bit about this amount. This is just about the amount of a teaspoon. Less than a teaspoonful of dry anthrax in an envelope shut down the United States Senate in the fall of 2001. This forced several hundred people to undergo emergency medical treatment and killed two postal workers just from an amount, just about this quantity that was inside of an envelope. Iraq declared 8,500 liters of anthrax. The UNSCOM estimates that Saddam Hussein could have produced 25,000 liters if concentrated.
Okay, so friends, what you're doing is you're listening to a propagandist, a criminal in politics, who sold himself out to go up the political ladder, turning on the American people. He's a criminal against God and man. The blood of thousands of boys that died in Iraq for a senseless war attacking an innocent nation. Keep in mind the propaganda campaign here, friends, is to sell that Iraq and Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Remember what Henry Kissinger said, the one that pushed for the war, along with these other war criminals, when he said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns for what?
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that have been listening, we've been doing events here in Michigan. We did our fourth event yesterday in Grand Rapids. And we will be on, well, actually tomorrow, 10:20 at 6 p.m., we will be at 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant. We hope to see you there. Again, it starts at 6 p.m., 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan as well. We got one more day, folks, and then we are heading back home, only to do it all over again. And that's what we've been doing for 23 years, and we've never stopped. As a matter of fact, the Lord said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And, folks, we have not looked back in any sense of the word. So with that said, right now what I'm doing is I'm highlighting the fact that the mainstream media wants you to believe that Colin Powell is a righteous man. And when you have Joe Biden honoring a man like Colin Powell, you know, friends, he's just as corrupt as that of Joe Biden. And, of course, he's doing what he's told. But the point is what I'm highlighting right now, he was a wicked man. He was a political war criminal is exactly what he was. And he is where he exactly belongs right now. He answered to my daddy just a couple days ago for what he thought he was going to get away with, only to find out he spent his whole life trying to deceive the populace and God, while, in fact, the whole time he was deceiving himself. Isn't that crazy? So with that said, let's jump over to others that have something to say to the likes of that of Colin Powell that will tell you the truth regardless of what the mainstream media and the useful idiots would have you believe. So why don't we just jump over here to this guy. His name was Kwon Tuor, and I want you to listen carefully to what he has to say about the likes of a Colin Powell as well.
The military is an excellent way for a black person to advance. I cannot see how anyone can tell me that the best way for one to advance is by being a hired killer. I don't see me to tell me the only way we can advance is by being killers and killers of the enemies of American imperialism, because who do we kill? We don't kill our enemies. Do we go to Azania, South Africa, and kill the clerk? Do we kill the Ku Klux Klan? Do we kill racist policemen? No, we go and we kill Arabs. We do nothing against us. We don't even know them. They've never done anything against us. So it is clear here that Mr. Powell is a liar, that Mr. Powell is a traitor to his people, and Mr. Powell is a traitor to humanity. And Mr. Powell accepts that position. That position was made again, and don't ever forget it, because of Dr. Martin Luther King. If you love King, you can never love Powell.
Hey, you understand that, folks? Again, this is all what the mainstream media means to hide from the American people. Aren't you sick and tired of being lied to? Because I am. Let me say that again. Are you sick and tired of being lied to? Well, 99%, well, I'll give them 2%, okay? 98% of what you hear through the mainstream media is lies. All lies. Did you hear what I said? It's all lies. It's all contrived garbage. Here, let me just show you what I mean to tell you concerning how you're being lied to. And again, pay attention to the fact that there's something called Operation Mockingbird, which we know has been at play for a long time in this country, where the CIA purposely manipulates the news. We all know that, right, Sons of Liberty radio listeners? Well, if we all know that, then why is it that people are watching television today? For the life of me, I don't understand. But what is it that this CIA agent, the former CIA agent here, what is it that he has to tell us? I think it's pretty important. Check this out.
CIA is not an intelligence agency. It's a covert action agency. Covert action being overthrowing or supporting foreign governments. Another part of covert action is disinformation. And the American people, in my estimation, are the primary target audience of the agency's disinformation operation. And I view Vietnam, the entire Vietnam War, was brought to us, as sold to us, by agency disinformation operations. I mean the American people. How does the CIA develop its relationship with the press? Well, it happens on many levels in many different ways. It could be a director of agency contact with the publisher, or it could be a lower-level agency employee with a lower-level person and managing editor.
Okay, so again, friends, that's enough information as to what we need to convey here, but what are you saying? You're seeing, again, friends, former CIA whistleblowers telling us all that we are being lied to by the agency. So if we're being lied to by the agency, and we know it's a disinformation agency, how is it that the American taxpayers are led to believe that they're the good guys operating outside of the United States of America? Again, selling to us that they're there to protect America and its interests, which is probably true, to create this imperialism that's been being built for how many decades and centuries in this country, in contrast to what it is that our forefathers actually established. That's what's crazy about all of it. Now, let me just go back, because some will say, well, Bradley, how did you know that there wasn't weapons of mass destruction there? And again, what we're highlighting right now, friends, is that of Colin Powell. He's a war criminal. He's a political hack that sold his soul, Luke 22:48, to go up the political ladder to get in place as a position. And he was willing to do anything to do just that. See, but now what he's finding, friends, is what was the gain? What was it to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Well, it's too late for that now. Okay? Isn't it interesting, as I've shared with you so many times on this show, how it is that when the bad guys that use you don't need you anymore, that you're dispensable. See you later. We don't need you anymore. They kill them off. Just like Bugsy Siegel said of the mob, we only kill our own. Well, Colin Powell, if it was in fact true that he received two experimental jabs, it should be no wonder, any wonder to anybody paying attention to what's going on here as to why he's dead. And it shows you that these people did nothing to prevent him from actually taking those experimental jabs, which are in fact responsible for his death. So what I want to do is I want to go over to the guy that everybody's waiting for, because they want to hear for themselves. Well, is it true? Is it true that there was no weapons of mass destruction? Keep in mind what they all sold the American people before the Iraqi war. They kept telling you that there was weapons of mass destruction. You heard it over and over and over again, didn't you? Yes, you did. Only to find out after they made $34.5 billion And when they didn't need anybody else because what they got is what they wanted, disregard for your family, disregard for your children, stealing away your money to create that war, that unconstitutional war, to go ahead and attack an innocent nation. What did the President of the United States of America say? Well, here, I'll let you hear for yourself.
You talk about how it fell to your stomach when you found out there were no weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to that moment? Did someone walk in and say, we stopped looking, they're not
there? No, no.
How did that happen?
It just kind of was it evolved. The fact that there weren't weapons evolved. I mean, I was, you know, when we first got in there, started looking around, you didn't find anything. I get that kind of stinking feeling that, and then time went on. And then we got tips, you know, that I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, you know, in the Euphrates River. They said, maybe these are them. And they sent frogmen in there, stuff in there. And so, and then, of course, George Tenet had the, you know, the inspectors go back in, or David Kay and Dolfer. And, but, pretty well put the was the period at the end of the sentence there, and yeah, I felt terrible about it. And
You know, as long as you felt terrible about it, why don't you consider how many men casualties, should I say, were in the Iraqi war? Why don't we go ahead and check that number, and then ask ourselves the question: why the smirk on the president's face? Anybody wondering why is there a smirk on George W. Bush's face when he's asked about the Iraqi war and that there was no WMDs found, weapons of mass destruction? But keep in mind, friends, they kept trying to convince the American people that there were, to the point where they were happy to send their kids. Do you guys know that since as of July 19th, 2021, according to the U.S. Department of Defense, do you know that there was 4,431 deaths concerning our guys? There was 31,994 that were wounded. What about the Iraqi casualties? That innocent nation that never did a thing to us. Doesn't anybody think that that's kind of odd that we never asked the question? Because what I have in front of me right now is 16,623 were casualties of that war. And then also 26,320 that were casualties of that war. Of course, the American government, the mainstream media had to get you to believe that they were insurgents, they were insurrectionists. No, they were not. They were dads that were, in fact, protecting their families. That's why they had AK-47s. But how did the mainstream media sell it to you, America? Oh, Saddam Hussein, by the way, that was put up by Donald Rumsfeld and the CIA. He had to go because he was the one that was, well, he's threatening the world of WMDs that never existed. And every single outlet in this country.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is meeting with progressives and moderate Democrats at the White House on Tuesday. The president set to push both of his spending plans. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines believes the Democrats are in disarray over the president's budget bill.
And so we're talking about a fundamental battle here for the future of this country. This is a battle between freedom and socialism. The stakes could not be higher. We're doing everything we can to ensure that this bill never sees the light of day.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready to solve the nation's supply chain problems. Speaking this morning from the Jacksonville Port Authority, the governor saying, Florida's here, we've got the capacity. DeSantis saying Florida ports stand ready to alleviate the log jams at other ports as they're dealing with shipping bottlenecks. USA Radio News. There are no deaths after a Southeast Texas jet crash.
This is a good day. This is actually a day of celebration for a lot of people.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Woodard saying 21 people, including at least one child, were on board the plane that went down in a field today about a half hour west of Houston. Sergeant Woodard continues by saying there's still plenty of investigating to do.
We're not sure really why it caught on fire. Not sure if it was because it hit the structure, but we are waiting on the FAA, and they're going to be able to give us more information.
According to AAA, the price for a regular gallon of gasoline jumped again Monday. It's now up to $3.34 a gallon. Texas has the nation's least expensive gas with a statewide average of $2.97, while California drivers, to no surprise of many, are shelling out the most at $4.50 a gallon on average. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Really quick, I just want to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Michigan, and we are broadcasting from Michigan on purpose, and the purpose is to reach people, because it's a commandment, not a suggestion from God, that we go out there and seek and save that which is lost. Wasn't it the Lord said, who said, say not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest, and he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth labors. Well, we raised our hands and we said, Lord, send us in. And now we've been on the road for 23 years doing just that. Tomorrow night, 10:20 at 6 p.m., we're going to be at 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. 6 o'clock. Sharp. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to go to social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to the page. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com on the top left side of the page. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. Don't wait till the last segment. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Sal?
Hi, good afternoon, Bradley. I wanted to say that George Bush Sr. has got issues with public appearances. At President Gerald Ford's funeral, I don't even know why. He was just smirking and snickering for some reason. He's got issues. And there are lots of people that believe that he's one of the 7 to 9 gunmen that were in the Kennedy assassination, although
right.
That's not been proven 100%. But let's also remember, before I let you go, his pa there, Prescott Bush, who did a great job of funding the Nazis in World War II. Look it up, folks.
That's right.
It's true. Even Wikipedia, that loves to lie about stuff, can't lie about that.
That's exactly right. Thank you. You know what? As a matter of fact, thank you for bringing that up, Sal, because, folks, that, in fact, is true, and I bring it up quite a bit. If you go to his indictment, Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war, so it should come as no surprise as to the fact that George Bush, George H.W. Bush, was, in fact, the head of the CIA during the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And if you listen to whistleblowers, friends, they will tell you, both in the CIA and in the FBI, that he was one of the most corrupt men on the planet. They called him Evil Poppy. That, in fact, is true. Thank you, Sal. I always appreciate hearing from you. Again, friends, if you want to call in, please do not wait until the last segment. 1-866-582-9933. You're on social media platforms. I want you to see this really quick. I'm not going to play the video, but I do want you to see it. Again, more information coming out from grassroots levels concerning the social media platforms at Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and social media platforms are illegally censoring. But what's happening in New York right now, people are onto something. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, people are starting to take heed to things we have been talking about for a long time here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to shut down those that are creating this continuous warfare, just look to the mainstream media that's bought and paid for, again, by the CIA on a basis of six corporations worldwide and the corrupt politicians. What are they doing in New York right now, friends? Friends, they're doing their job, the people are. Regardless if you like them or not, they're doing you a favor because they're calling for what? They're calling for the defunding of the mainstream media because, again, people are starting to understand that these are the ones that are actually pushing forth, playing as the catalyst, if you will, to push forth these illegal agendas to uproot our Constitution. Now, remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly said. He said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening here, friends. Now, I named the show today As the Show Goes On because that's exactly what we're dealing with today. And what I want to do is, I know that some of you are going to get angry about this, but I do want to say Amos 6:3 again comes to my aid. If the American people fail to deal with corruption in their government, starting with the church, first and foremost, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society, when that goes, everything else goes. If you, not your favorite politician, if you, Americans, 330 million of you, if you fail to uphold the law and deal with corruption, which, again, for the thousandth time is found in this document, the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what's going to happen? It's going to come to your front door. Now, what I want to do is I want to take you a step further than your front door, and I want you to listen to this nurse that is trying to shake awake the American people as to what, in fact, is happening here in America right now. Now, we know as a fact, friends, that this is happening in Australia. And let me go over there really quick. And I'll just, if you're on social media platforms right now, you're on social media platforms right now, you can see the video. And this is in Australia, friends. Okay? This is in Australia, which outdid the Nazis during World War II. And what they have set up right now in Australia are camps for those that refuse to take. They will be by force quarantined, is what I'm telling you. Okay, we all know what's going on in Australia, but friends, you better rest assured. They also said that when they began to mandate the vaccination, that it was the first day of the New World Order. But friends, I've told you this 1,000 times. They're not hiding anything. Americans, what are you hiding from? What are you hiding from? But this is what's going on in Australia. Why do they feel that they have a free hand in doing so? I'll tell you why. Because they've been disarmed. Tim Brown wrote this article, Australia outdoes Nazis, builds quarantine facilities for those who might not have had access to vaccination. No joke. what's happening in America. We have people in America, namely nurses, that are beginning to wake you up and to shake you awake to tell you what is, in fact, happening in America. But the mainstream media is being really quiet about right now because they want to see how far they can get away with it in Australia before they show the American people what, in fact, is going on. Now, before I play this for you, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. As I said just yesterday, I've been doing events in Michigan. There is a guest speaker who has 10 minutes to speak at all three events that we have done in Michigan here. And every single time this sweetie got up, she's probably about a 40-year-old mom, every time she got up, she would, with tears, plead with the American people to get out there and do the right thing in righting the wrongs because, listen to me carefully, friends, because the world is watching. The world is waiting for the American people to deal with the corruption in our backyard because this is where it's all spawning from on a global basis. Americans, it stops here, it stops there. She says on stage all three nights with tears in her eyes, pleading with Americans because we are a beacon, we are a light set on a hill to get back to the U.S. Constitution and to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not in that order. Foreigners pleading with Americans to get it right. I'm speaking to you. Hey, folks, John 15:13 comes to my aid. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren. If we really understand what love is, we can't sit around and watch our brothers and sisters in Australia or in Israel or in the UK or in Belgium or in Israel or in France or in Germany suffer these abuses any longer because we still have the authority and power under God to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. Let me get over to this. I want to show you this. And again, we're on the road right now, friends, and sometimes the computer does what it wants to do. But again, we're doing our best, and it looks pretty good to me, at least so far. So what I want to do is I want you to listen to this nurse who has some information she wants to share with you and me. And we better get our game on because our warnings are coming to an end, Americans. And I can tell you that as a fact as to what I'm hearing on the front lines across the country. Check this out.
Pastor, thank you for being here. My name is Shannon Eckelberger. I am a nurse. I also taught at Shasta High School for about 7 years and kind of wanted to go home with COVID when everything went down. I actually believed it for a moment, thought we were all going to get real sick because I was scared of Ebola, right? That scared me. And when we did close the border, I thought, wow, that's crazy. And then we get COVID-19, and I'm thinking it's got to be worse than Ebola. So I went out to go help in the community. I started doing the swabbing. Started to come to me. I think anybody at the school board meeting already heard this, but it's not right. Why are we doing testing on people who are completely asymptomatic for absolutely no reason? We've never done this before. And at first I thought, okay, well, maybe we really do need these tests. But then I started to look around me after about the year mark and realize, where's the dead body? Where are they? Where's the people in the street? And I would ask people I know, do you know anyone who died? I don't. I actually know no one. My kids do know someone whose grandparents passed away, but grandparents do pass away. And I'm not saying people aren't dying of whatever this is. I know that they are. But I also know that our hospitals are not giving treatments that people should be allowed to have. So I would like to know, when this is all over, the treatments that could have saved someone's life, that may not be approved for that, but nor is the COVID vaccine, are not given, is it murder? I feel it is. The other thing is this, I was on the CDC's website because someone mentioned this to me and I didn't want to believe it, but this, you may know this, Patrick, I don't know if you do, but for the Centers for Disease Control, they have COVID-19 Project Shielding. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you in the community or the nurses have heard it. It's COVID camp. And it says that they have the right, I am not kidding you, you go right on the CDC's website and you look up shielding. They are going to shield the people who are most at risk. It says people probably, it doesn't define at risk. Elderly people, anyone with disabilities, they can be removed from their families. They can be taken out for 6 months or longer if they deem necessary. This is not a joke. They're on COVID
tests.
I just told my kids they don't
want to
believe me.
Okay, folks, so you guys see again what's going on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sons of Liberty Media.com, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. This is the last segment. I want to get back to this. By the way, I usually say don't wait until the last segment, but I'll let you in at this point if you'd like to call in and lay something out on the table for all of us to hear. Now, what I want to do is I want to get back to this real quick because I got about halfway through, which I thought I had more time in finishing that. But notice what this nurse is sharing with the American people. That there's intern operational considerations for implementing the SHIELD approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. This is, folks, there's nothing new. It's always for the good of the people. That's how they always sell it. It's always for the good of the people. I'm going to play the rest of that video for you. Friends, I want you to think about this. I'm slowing my roll on purpose here. Is anybody paying attention again to the fact that this is all for our safety, just like Germany, just like Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, stripping the people, 80 million people, from their ability to stand against their crimes? They were disarmed. They just let them do whatever they want to do. And then there's a genocide. By the way, that's the history of nations that disarm. Look to Australia right now. What are they doing? Everything they want to. Why? Because they can, because the people cannot defend themselves anymore. That's why you have a Second Amendment right, okay? But what I want you to think about is, are you guys putting two and two together, the same people that are looking out for us as they're selling to us, Isn't it interesting how Joe Biden is taking the time? And by the way, the Supreme Court is making sure somehow or another, well, I know how they're doing it. They're working through the ignorance of the American people that stand back and allow them to do it. But what's interesting to know, friends, that not only have they sanctioned the murder of the baby in the womb, put that up against Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Exodus 20, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Isn't it interesting how we're based on the Mosaic Institution, but 86% of the Christians that call themselves Christians in this country allowed less than what? 1.7% of the population to implement that which is unlawful, creating war against God? Micah 3:5. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting, too, how Joe Biden's taking the time to go out of his busy schedule, folks, to make sure that in Texas that abortion ban is overturned? He wants to make sure they're agitated that Texas actually implemented and enforced the laws to preserve the life of the baby, which falls in the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Isn't it interesting how much time and effort they're taking and making to make sure that Texas kills at will? Are you paying attention to this? Or are you confused? Because, again, friends, I'm not confused. Daniel 9:7, read it. Confusion of faith belongs to those that turn their face from God. Look at all the time this criminal administration is taking to go to Texas to make sure that that law is torn down so they can kill babies at will. And you think that they're there for your good. I just highlighted Colin Powell. I highlighted the casualties of that unconstitutional war, only to find out at the end of the day there was no MDs, WMDs. And I didn't say it. See, but what they don't want you paying attention to is the fact that they attacked an innocent nation. They killed a lot of innocent Iraqis and Americans because they had it cast into the mind of the American people to go ahead and kill those innocent people. And they did. And many boys died in the process of doing it, Americans. Only to find out what they didn't want you to know is that they made $34.5 billion. And then, okay, we'll admit it. Yep. What are they talking about? That's what you should be concerned about. Friends, let's go over to this because it applies to exactly what I'm talking about right now. What aren't they talking about, Americans? This nurse right here went to, again, the criminal CDC, who was under investigation in 2015, which never fell to that investigation, which now your said representatives are handing off to them a pretended authority called administrative law to now be the law. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Okay? So let's go and see what she has to say and let her finish the points that she wanted to make.
I'm not kidding you. You go right on the CDC's website and you look up shielding. They are going to shield the people who are most at risk. It says people probably, it doesn't define at risk. Elderly people, anyone with disabilities, they can be removed from their family. They can be taken out for up to 6 months or longer if they deem necessary. This is not a joke. There are COVID camps, and I just told my kids, they don't want to believe me, and mom's a conspiracy theorist that's on the CDC's website. If anybody asked my children, have you and your family been vaccinated, I said to tell them yes and get the hell out of there. And if anybody starts asking me to get on buses or trains, you go nowhere with anybody. If anybody from the government comes and says, we are going to help you, we're going to shield you from COVID, you're wrong. And they are coming for us, Patrick. And I know that you probably, did you know about Project Shielding? Have they discussed it? Have they discussed what they will do in Texas County with that project? Okay. So they are hiring for people to work that. And so what will happen, I don't know, you guys, but just have to open our eyes. We don't get on buses. We don't get on trains. We don't go with the government anywhere. And I'm really sorry this is happening. I'm glad people are waking up. I hope the rest of the world wakes up. Or he said, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. There's something not right. And I just want you guys to have your eyes open to that project. Thank you.
I got to be honest with you, friends. Apparently, she didn't know this, and it's good information that she brought, and I'm glad that she's bringing it. But the audacity for her to suggest, I hope the rest of the world wakes up, as if to suggest that America is awake and the rest of the world is not. I'm here to tell you, friends, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. The world is awake, and America has still yet to wake up. Folks, I just did an event last night. Probably three quarters of the seats were filled. When another wave comes in, there'll be overflow. This is how people play with the things of God. When you read the prophets of God, you will find that judgments proceed because the people refuse the chastisements. And that's where we're at as a country today. And the Lord says, if you want to go ahead and play, I'm speaking layman's terms so everybody can get what I'm saying here. If you want to play with what I'm trying to do as a mercy to get your attention, go ahead and see if this is really going to happen. Just keep ignoring his judgment, because the American people have ignored his chastisements over and over and over again. So now it's raining judgment. And I told the people in that church last night, I said, you know, I'm here right now because the judgments of God are doing their work. And I said, you heard the judgments. That's what you're here today. That's exactly why you're listening to the preacher today. And they were all looking at me, and I said, that's why you're here. That is the mercy of God, to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. But again, if you want to ignore that, Americans, I'm just going to say this as sober if I possibly can. The next step, you can rest assured and mark my words and show me where we've been wrong in the last 17 years, but listen carefully. There's another wave coming, and if you want to sit back and keep playing the victim to less than 1.7% of the population to see perhaps if, well, Treasonous Joe is going to continue on in his treason, or the CDC is going to continue on in this genocide along with the WHO and Anthony Fauci, his little henchman. If you want to see if they really will do what they mean to do, you better rest assured that they will, because the Lord will pull off his protections off the rest of this country, and what will in fact happen was the Lord will give us over to complete judgment. Look at Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Look at all the way down through the judgments of God. They get worse and worse, and it gets to the point where the Lord says, if you don't listen to me for this, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to break your pride, and I'm going to bring the judgment seven times harder. Folks, I'm telling you, that's where we're at. And I'm not saying it to try to scare you straight. I'm saying it for the very purpose that you open up your ears and open up your eyes as to what's happening in your country. In your country. Because I'm not talking to a third world country, America. This is what's in operation here. You, Americans, are under attack by your own treasonous, corrupt administration that you are tolerating. I said to somebody today, and I want you to listen, this is probably going to be my final point, but to the degree of a Joe Biden being accepted in the people's White House in this country today shows you that the American people will submit to any form of tyranny, is it not? Every country deserves the government that it has. Are you going to sit back and tolerate what you see, friends? And I'm talking lawfully, just so everybody understands, I'm talking lawfully. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.